One with Wyatt Girth from Tri-County Tech, and it's kind of a monthly series of programs we have with Tri-County Tech, an opportunity to focus on what goes on there, with more than just that pipeline of students that are typically high school aged, but that's part of what happens, community courses as well. Wyatt, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Charlie.
And I know you've got a career fair going on today to provide some information for those high school aged students on probably what is available and how they can achieve employment.
Yeah, we've got one kicking off this morning, and we've partnered with Bartlesville Public Schools and quite a few local business leaders, and a wide range of opportunities for kids to learn about possible careers that they could get interested into. And we're really trying to get them involved early, so that way they can really get a feel for the career before they have to go and really commit to one and stuff like that. Just kind of feel it out.
Well, and I think that's important because we can have a idea of what goes on in a career. Maybe we gain some interest in it through, I don't know, watching a TV show about it or something like that. But to actually talk with and get somebody that's doing the job to be in and answer your questions of, you know, this is what really goes on in the real world. And by the way, what courses do I need or how do I prepare myself so that I can be best suited to walk right into that job that I want?
Exactly, and that's what we're really shooting for today. And I mean, really, that's what Tri-County is trying to do every day. You know, we're trying to get to where, you know, you can have a student watch. Let's do an example of teacher prep. You watch a movie with some teachers in it, and you think, oh wow, that would be really cool. But as we know, Hollywood is not always the best or most reliable source of information. So these kids can...
And I'm sorry, in a roughly 2-hour movie, you can only tell so much of it. And you might touch on somewhere for 5 minutes of some of the more difficult parts of that job. But basically, we're painting a picture here. We're telling a story.
Exactly. And that's what we're really trying to do. And this career fair that we're doing today really is a kind of a highlight of that.
The students will be able to, that I assume your presenters will make a, and again my numbers may vary, a 5-minute presentation on what their job is, what their career pathway might be, but then the students can ask some questions and get some back and forth going.
Exactly, and that's what's so important is the back and forth, because you know, if you have a leader just kind of spitting information.
I'll just take a couple people that I know from the radio station are going over. Our sports director, Evan Farbach, will be participating at some point, and I know Caleb Potter from the radio station will be participating. So two different types of what we do, but they're both involved in radio.
Yeah, so it's niches, you know, and it's and that's one of the beautiful things about this career fair is that it can be, you know, someone that's interested in radio, but maybe they want to get a closer look at what's going on in radio.
Well, we'll pick on this business for a while. You know, we've got the on-air work. Evan does, for instance, play-by-play of Bruin football and basketball and that sort of thing, and sports reports for us throughout the day. But somebody else, maybe I know you have a background in advertising. Somebody's got to go out and help a local business with their marketing plan, which includes radio. And so it's a one-on-one. And while they are employed in here, really their job is out there talking with businesses that need to get an advertising message to a customer. Somebody else has got to write the advertising message. Somebody else has to produce that message. Yeah. And by the way, there's all kinds of ancillary jobs. Somebody's got to schedule the commercials and do all the other things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of things in radio, but there's nobody, one person is doing it all.
Exactly. And that's what we're really trying to illustrate here is that, you know, as I mentioned before, these kids are getting an opportunity to really kind of dive a little deeper into what these positions may hold and what they kind of have synergy with other people within that organization and how everything kind of meshes together.
And if you were talking to that group of students, and you may, for all I know, you know, because your degree is in advertising, that they may have some questions on that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, just to kind of follow that example, you know, if I was in there talking, I would say, well, you know, I'm part of a team. So whereas I might work on copy, our graphic designer will actually do the design, and then Matthew Songer will go and like kind of tell people about it in high school, and then, you know, Kyle Poole will go to the adults. And that's kind of touching up back to what you were talking about, where he works at Tri-County Tech, but he's out with other businesses and really just trying to build those relations.
Yeah, so it's a team process. And,
exactly.
And I know you have a marketing program at Tri-County, mm-hmm. so at least for your topic area, it flows right into something that they can start at home.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, speaking on the marketing program there, they do get to work with us every once in a while, and they, you know, we'll go and help them with projects and stuff like that. It's very hands-on, which is very important to us over at Tri-County Tech.
So then will there be some career advisor professionals that can suggest a course of study then along the way?
Yes. So we have plans that we can say, okay, look, if you go through this program, you can either go to this college, or we know of a like an internship or something like that. So it's more we give them the opportunity to learn, and then post that opportunity, we give them more opportunity to either go down whichever track best suits them.
Sure.
And we will walk with them through that process.
Sounds like a great deal. The students, I don't know how many you've got out there, but whether it's 3 or 300, they're all going to benefit from that experience.
Yeah. It's one of the really cool things about Tri-County Tech is it's not just a classroom setting. It's very hands-on. It's very, experience it. Not just read it out of a textbook, but actually get your hands a little dirty.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. I use the term all the time. But the nice thing about Tri-County compared to many other institutions of education, the student's family ability to pay is not a barrier. You're there with the foundation ready to help them out.
Yes. The foundation is a fantastic program and opportunity for kids, because we really do believe that no student should be denied an education due to a lack of funds. So,
How does it feel to work at a place that's been named one of the best places to work?
Well, it is, honestly, it's a blessing. I'm pretty new over there, and I went through a lot of interviews where they say, oh, this is such a great place. I mean, everyone kind of throws that out there.
Sure.
But just based on the culture that I've experienced there as a new hire is just phenomenal. I mean, I was kind of expecting going on to any company after graduation and being at the bottom of the totem pole and kind of catching whatever that entails. But I don't feel like there is a bottom of the totem pole over at Tri-County Tech.
Yeah, I mean, some jobs, you've experienced this already. It's you know, you have to walk before you can run, so to speak, and, mm-hmm. and you get the less complicated jobs because mm-hmm. it's still a learning experience. You're a college graduate, but again, this is how we fill out the form. This is how we do whatever it is, the minutiae of the job are, that just it takes a while to learn.
Yeah, it does. But it's just, all in all, it's just been a fantastic experience, and I just absolutely love every minute I spend over there.
That is wonderful to hear. And I know you're working on a Baldrige Award, too.
Yes. So the Baldrige Examiners were here at the beginning of October, and they were there for about 3 days, and they kind of picked everyone's brains and figured out the processes and, you know, how we run. Because we don't run like most other schools. We don't take federal funding, and we do that on purpose. They were really impressed with that. So we'll be hearing results in December.
Okay.
About that, so very excited about that.
What's for lunch today over at the Osage Room?
Yeah. Ooh, it is Wednesday, so paninis and chips, and I gotta say, it is divine. They do such a good job. Culinary is fantastic, and you know, that's another example of the students getting hands on because the students are back there cooking it, and it's one of those things. So you know, when I first went to college, you hear about the freshman 15.
Yep.
Well, it's true at Tri-County Tech. It's just so good; you can't stop eating. Just can't stop eating. That was actually one of the things too that the Baldrige Examiners kept just kind of raving about, was how good the food was over there. And you know, it's open to the public too, so anybody can go in there and get a bite to eat.
You don't have to be a student or staff member at
nope.
Tri-County Tech, and other than the fact that they of course will occasionally run out of something, you know, get there early. The rest of it's good.
Yeah. There's a little bit of an unspoken rule that if you're not there by 11:30, you're not getting the special because it goes quick.
It does. Community education course is still another part of what you do, whether again, whether you're looking at maybe someone retooling, they may have started out as a EMT, but now you can train them for other medical jobs, furthering those skills they've already had, or maybe even some of the part-time flex programs, that sort of thing, really just picking up a different career and moving on.
Yeah, yeah, and we have all those kind of specialty classes catered for people that, you know, maybe they are in a career right now and they're wanting to make a change, like you mentioned, or maybe they haven't started a career yet and they're wanting to kind of dive into something else, or maybe they're just looking for a new hobby, or, you know, we really, there is really anything and everything for anybody and everybody.
It really, and I think it's a nice thing about Tri-County Tech and institutions that are similar to it. It's a great program that allows people to do everything from, well, something as simple as learn Facebook, or maybe become a dental hygienist, or even security or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And there's even things that are a little farther out there in the sense of, you know, I was in the coffee shop 3 days ago and just started talking to one of our adjunct professors, and she was teaching genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's just such a wide variety of things that we offer there that it's kind of mind-boggling at times.
I'm sure it probably is. So you sit and look at the course offerings each semester, or on some of the shorter courses even more often than that, and you just say, I didn't know I could do that.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something new almost every day. It's fantastic.
And of course, you're out there, you get to interact with students on a daily basis if you choose to. You probably have an office or a cubbyhole or someplace you can go hide, but the point is you can also go interact with the students and see what's going on.
Yeah, and that's always fun. You never know what you're gonna get. You know, it's great, and that's something that I do. Is I'll go and talk to like student of the month, whoever wants student of the month. I'll go interview them, and you know, I do a lot of the photography and videography over there. So I do get a lot of time with the students, whether it's interview or I'm just walking down the hall and seeing them, or you know. Whatever.
Yeah, and you know, if you probably get the opportunity occasionally to talk with parents, maybe you find parents of maybe somebody that you went to high school with that they've got now a younger sibling or whatever coming up, and you know, they say, well, you know, you work at Tri-County Tech, why should they start off at Tri-County? You know, that's so you're there to answer those questions.
Yeah, I am, and again, as I mentioned before, you know, team effort. So it's if it's a question I don't know, I know that someone will, and that's a great safety net to have.
It really is. Highlighting some of the other programs that are popular at Tri-County Tech, I know you've got a dental hygienist school that in cooperation with OU first of all, it's available to the public. You need patients to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have patients come in there almost every day and get their teeth worked on, and it's similar to the salon we have over there too. You can go and get your hair done or get a mani or a pedi or, you know, some facial. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's really cool. And that kind of goes back to the hands-on thing as well. It's just really important for us to show the students what it's like in the actual working environment, and again, not just a classroom.
Yeah, and on that dental cleaning, for instance, the work is under the supervision of you know, the instructor dentists that are there to check the work and make sure that, number one, the student is doing it properly, but also the fact that the patient that's there is getting what they came in for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really cool. I've gone in there and you know, recorded some stuff while they're working, and you would not be able to tell that it was attached to a school. It looks like a real clean professional setting.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Well, again, we're talking with Wyatt Girth today from Tri-County. He is, first of all, in the marketing program. Frequently, you're on the social media side of things, putting something out there for Facebook or Twitter or one of the other programs for Tri-County.
Yep, I do it all.
All right. And the students can do it all as well. Stop by. They've got the career fair going on today, and you can find out more. Just check out the website and ask your questions at Tri-County.
Yep, tricountytech.edu.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.